So let's stay with that China policy legacy, because the former President Donald Trump started his term by launching an economically destructive trade war with China that sent shockwaves around the world, including here to Australia. But the administration also took more than 200 public actions across at least 10 departments in an effort to curb China's ambitions and bring the superpower into line with the global order. As Joe Biden begins his presidency, there are signs he plans to maintain the aggressive stance. So what does that mean for Australia? David Lipson reports.
China.
Before his time in the White House, Donald Trump's near obsession with China made him the subject of online mockery.
China.
But when he assumed the presidency, he took very seriously his promise to stand up to Beijing.
China has been taking advantage of the United States for many, many years. I'm not just talking about during the Obama administration. You can go back long before that.
And to lead U.S.-China relations in a very different direction, the president hired Robert Spalding.
Well, I think he was the first president to deal with the Chinese Communist Party as it is, not as we hoped it would be. The economic predation, the terrible abuse of their population, the overall flaunting of international rules and norms was not productive, or in the interests of the American people, or really the rest of the free world.
He now works in the private sector, but as senior director to the president at the National Security Council, Mr. Spalding helped develop a strategy he says was about much more than the much-publicized trade war. In a word, decoupling.
What the national security strategy does is try to get the federal bureaucracy to begin to unwind the tentacles of the Chinese Communist Party from our society, and then work with allies and partners to do the same.
Donald Trump may be gone, but Mr. Spalding says the 45th president's legacy on China will remain.
Yes, I think it's going to continue. And I think those, particularly in China, that think that they're, you know, that it's going back to kind of the pre-Trump era of, you know, they can essentially do whatever they want, are going to be actually in for a big surprise.
Joe Biden's Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, is a former White House and CIA official. Now confirmed by the Senate, she's made clear the new administration won't be softening its approach to China.
China is a challenge to our security, to our prosperity, to our values across a range of issues. And I do support an aggressive stance, in a sense, to deal with the challenge that we're facing.
Australia's former ambassador to China is Jeff Raby.
During his presidency, China's become economically stronger, internationally and diplomatically bolder and more assertive, and its human rights record has gone backwards.
And he believes there will be important differences in the approach taken by Joe Biden.
One thing for sure is that the tone and rhetoric of the relationship between the US will change. Biden has spoken of strategic cooperation and a strategic competition between the US and China, and that's probably the most sensible course you could take.
And he says that could be good news for Australia. What are the implications for the tense relationship that goes on between Australia and China of a new administration in the US?
Biden's need to work with China on issues like climate change and pandemics and so on provides, I think, scope for us to start to get our relationship with China back on a more normal footing.
Former Australian Ambassador to China Jeff Raby speaking with David Lipson.